much have you had to use Antrel versus the pass, and how much has that affected your run defense?
Antrel's playing a different role, no play on words, for us this year. And so it has affected our run fits and how we do some things. But it's essentially a role that he played in a package we had a year ago. And he was very successful at it, and we were very successful in the run game. So it has affected just a little bit.
Whenever Prince does come back, and if he does hold his own the way you envision him to, would that allow Antrel to do what you want him to do against the run?
You know, really haven't made those plans yet. First, we're just trying to get Prince back and get his feet wet, and then, you know, we'll make decisions from there. So we really haven't decided, because if we have good chemistry with what we're doing right now, if we're winning and we're making progress with what we're doing right now, I don't want to disrupt that chemistry.
Did you like what you saw from your run defense? Is it improving?
I thought we improved some last week. Obviously, I didn't like the first play of the game, but I thought we came back and responded well, and I thought we tackled better last week also.
What are you seeing of Alex Smith? What do you see on film? He's obviously had a lot of different coordinators over the years and whatnot, but what are you seeing out of him this year?
I think Coach Harbaugh has done a really nice job of having him manage the game. He makes a lot of good decisions, smart decisions. He looks like he understands where he wants to go with the ball, and he's really taking his coaching as far as, hey, I'm going to my primary read, and if my primary read's not there, he goes 1-2-3, and so he's been very efficient in the way he does that and handles that. The run game has helped him tremendously. They have two really good runners, and so that's taken a lot of pressure off him, and so therefore he can make a lot of smart decisions.
Does it make sense, because of how good Gore has been and how good the running game has been, to try to keep the ball in his hands as much as possible?
No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
What does that do? To obviously score away from Gash and all that kind of stuff.
Sorry?
What does that? Just try to make him make big plays? Is that, because he's obviously, he could use the word managing the game. It doesn't seem like he's going down the field very much.
No, I think they have a very good, it's a West Coast style offense in the sense that they, it's the short pass game, so it's an efficient pass game. I think the reads, what I see on film, looks like the reads have been very good for him, and not simple, but he's been efficient at reading the coverages that he's been getting, and so they don't ask him to go out and throw it 50 times and try to win a football game for him. They ask him to manage the game and run the game efficiently.
There's been so many changes in San Francisco. Is it worth it? Is it worth your time to speak with David Boss and find out what he can tell you about the offense?
Oh, I always try to tap the player for just information about their defensive players or their offensive players and what he thinks, et cetera. But, this is a different team. Every team's a different team. So you try to gather as much information as you can, but you sort through what you will actually use.
Is this a game where you could play more three linebackers and get Jones out there because you know they're going to run the ball so much?
It's a possibility, yeah. You have to be able to stop the run, and so we're going to use all hands on deck. I might have to put additional people out there because they're running the ball very efficiently. So, yeah, it's a possibility we could do that.
Are other defenses, loading up against the run and Gore still getting these 100-yard games?
I wouldn't say they're loading up against the run. I think Gore has excellent vision as a runner. He is very patient as a runner. That offensive line is doing a nice job. I don't see any weak links on that offensive line. And if he sees a crease or if he sees an inkling that he can burst through and get three or four, he'll burst through. And instead of getting three or four, sometimes he's getting six, seven, and eight. So I just think he's just an exceptional runner.
And if you had to say, what was the biggest thing holding back your run defense this season? What has it been that's been the problem that you can do?
I won't say, because that's information that I want to keep in-house. Okay. But we're improving.
The more schematic or personnel?
We're improving.
Okay. If you were to coach differently with all these young kids, Jaquan comes on hot, then he has to sort of take a back seat for a few games. But then he's
no,
back.
We don't coach
Greg
different.
Doesn't give him that to go easy on these kids or build up their confidence.
No, I think our core veteran players, they do the job of managing those guys. They try to teach them this is the National Football League, that they have to be ready anytime we call them. We're trying to use them in a sense that we're gaining experience and they're gaining knowledge and they're gaining playing experience, and it's just going to help us and help them down the road. So it's not like they take a back seat or anything like that. Sometimes they're in the plan and sometimes they're not in the plan.